as we have officially started summer, although it's not the date of summer yet, we have certainly gone into the swing of things with the Rhododendron Festival behind us. Bettina Hannigan, Florence Area Chamber of Commerce CEO and President, is here today to talk about a couple upcoming things that we've got on the month of June calendar. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, everybody. How are you all doing?
One of the things is the Cyuse Law Awards. That's a big deal. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, this used to be at a different time of year?
It did. It used to be in January and February. Mm-hmm. And during COVID, we were shut down. So we moved it to July. And we combined it with our annual meeting. And it just worked so well that we've decided to keep it that way. And that way, we're not doing an annual meeting, which is the chamber meeting where we install the new chamber board and we retire those board members that are timed out and going off. So it's a big deal to be able to have both of those things at the same time. And most chambers do it that way. And that way you have the quorum of an annual meeting, and then you can also celebrate the businesses and the other organizations in our community that make us thrive.
I should know this, so I feel bad if I don't have it right. So I'm going to let you give me a little history of the creation of the Cyuse Law Awards.
It happened before I came on board. And I believe it started out as a more casual event, and it was combined with Florence First Citizen and the Future First Citizen. And it was a lunchtime program. It was very casual. And when I was hired in 2016, we looked at it, and Nancy Pearson was our events person at the time. And we looked at it and we said, you know, this is really much more prestigious than a lunch event. And we really want to make this something where the community really recognizes the hard work and the dedication of these different organizations that are being nominated and recognized. And so we started doing it in the evening. And I believe it may have been done in the evening before we came on board, but we really said we want to make this more prestigious, not so casual. And so that has been the case for the last 10 years. And we've been able to have the Cyuse Awards every year. We were able to thread the needle in 2020. And well, actually, in 2020, when 2020 happened, we'd already had it in January or February. And then so in 2021, we were able to thread the needle and have it that July. And that started the summertime or the June application of that event. And we had our year, the chamber's fiscal year runs from July through June. So it's a perfect time to install the board and to have that state of the chamber update and also the Cyuse Law Awards. And so it's a great way to combine it together. Year before last, the Future First Citizen and First Citizen broke off and had started their own luncheon again. And that's been a very successful event. And they do a great job with that. So we don't have that as part of the award program anymore.
And that kind of shortens
It did shorten the evening up quite a bit, yes. Yeah.
But one thing about the Cyuse Law Awards that I like, unlike some of the many other events in town, which are great, don't get me wrong, but this is not like, you know, there's no silent auction, there's no live auction, there's no big push to bring money in. This is about supporting the businesses and individuals who make Florence run.
Absolutely. And I think it's so critical that we recognize people that are doing good things without being, you know, they're doing them on the down low. And it's important for people to be recognized for the work that they do. Some people never, you know, there are people out there that say, hey, look at me. You know, they're on social media. Look at what I did. I did this. I did that. I'm so great and all of this. And that's wonderful because that helps them promote what they're doing.
What's your favorite line? He that tooteth is not his own horn.
The same shall not be tooted. Yeah. Quote from Pastor Walker.
So what you were saying is that these individuals there, to celebrate them, that's kind of where we were going.
We are. We're recognizing people that do things that people don't know that they're doing. And I think that's really a big part of what makes our community thrive. We work with the metro areas in Lane County, and we work with the state organizations and the economic development organizations, and they come over to Florence. And Florence is a very different community than most communities, and we don't recognize that here because we live here, and that's just the way we operate. Most communities don't have the collaboration that we have here in Florence. And I think it's because we are so isolated. You know, we're 60 miles away from resources and we have to work together. We may not like each other. We may have different opinions, but we still have to work together. And ultimately, when we work together, we find out that we have more in common than maybe the things that we don't have in common. And it makes our community stronger. And I think the CIUSLA Awards is a perfect opportunity to really highlight that collaboration between our different organizations and really what makes us a little 10,000 people community thrive and do what we do. It's amazing. You know, you think that Florence is the third largest lodging tax generator in Lane County behind Wow. Eugene and Springfield. Okay, Eugene and Springfield have a whole lot more than 10,000 people. Right? Mm-hmm. So per capita, or if you want to do the ratios, Florence exponentially performs higher on tourism than any other community in Lane County. So it's really important that we support that industry because it really is that the lodging tax that generates, that Florence generates in our community is $278 million. It supports over 2,500 jobs. And so when people say, you know, Bettina, you don't need to, we don't need to promote tourism. People are going to come here anyway. Bettina, we don't need to spend money on that. People are coming here anyway. Well, they may come because we've invested over the last years in having them come. But we need that to be sustainable. We need to keep them coming. And we improved our tourism performance prior to COVID. In 2019, we did about $148 million. In 2022, we did $320 million. And this last year in 2024, we just got the numbers. I think it's $278 million. So it's a pretty powerful economic impact to our community. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work for our residents that sacrifice being able to walk into the restaurant that they want and have to wait for a table. But then you have to remember that maybe that restaurant wouldn't be there if we didn't have the tourism. So there's, you know, there's a yin and a yang to it. And I think it's important that the chamber really leans in to the residential sentiment and make sure that we're doing what the residents want us to do, that our tourism is a blessing to our community and not a burden.
Well, and the people that say, well, we, you know, we don't need to do this, we don't need to do that. You know, I think about the marketing strategies of major corporations around the globe. McDonald's probably doesn't have to tell everybody about their Big Mac and their burgers and everything, yet they consistently do. Pepsi doesn't have to. Coca-Cola doesn't have to. These organizations understand that, you know, if you stop promoting, then people will stop coming. And the same thing with the chamber.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we've really expanded our market. We worked with a different marketing company this last year called Gray Media out of Portland. And it's just been a phenomenal performance. The numbers have just skyrocketed, and we're really excited about that performance. We were able to reach people and touch them on different levels. So for instance, if somebody perhaps heard us on the radio in the morning, then we would know that we would hit them up on their podcast in the afternoon and then maybe follow up with them on TV. So we were able to really target the people that were listening to our ads and hit them two or three times within a 24-hour period, which was phenomenal. And it was exciting to see the performance on that. And we did see more people coming from Portland. And people from Portland spend more money when they come here. We love our Eugene friends, but they don't spend the night all the time. They'll come over for a bowl of chowder, which is great. We love that. But we'd rather have them come over and spend a couple nights.
And that's really cool, too, because when I was in Portland for the year I was there and people were talking about, we're going to the beach, you'd always hear it, Lincoln City. You know, Astoria. That's where they talked about going. So to know that they're now coming as far down here as Florence, that's and it's really not that long a drive.
No, it's not 3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours and yeah,
well,
and
two and a half for me.
It's less crowded. Yeah. It's you know, and we don't market it that this is a Ritz-Carlton experience. You know, we're not a Four Seasons.
Right.
We are rustic. We're historic. We are
family,
authentic, memory making, and people come here with reasonable expectations. We don't want people coming here and thinking that they're going to golf at Pebble Beach. Our golf courses are great, but they're not Pebble Beach. Mm. We're not Bandon, but we're a lot of fun. And if you're going to go golfing, why wouldn't you come and golf for Florence? You know, you can play golf here and then go down to Bandon. You know, and so that's one of the things that the chamber is also working on is developing a coastal golf trail. where people can come and actually golf down the coast. And we're engaging. We're working with Coos Bay on that and Lincoln City and Newport and some of the other organizations that are on the coast. Because once we get them over here, we can share them.
So back to the Sayous Law Awards.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit about the categories.
Okay.
Now, they seem like they're renamed this year a little bit.
We rename them every year to go with the theme, but the concept is still the same. So this year we have the Rookie Agent Award, and that's for a new business. Now, you do remember—
And again, go back to the theme now.
The theme is 007 James Bond. So, you know, we're all agents. We're all on assignments. We've got our instructions. And so we've got the Rookie Agent Award, which is our new businesses. And those businesses are Happy Taco, JSE Maintenance, Lovejoy's Restaurant and Tea Room, Marisa Hawk Designs, and the Oregon Coast Humane Society Veterinary Clinic. And then we have Q's Innovation Award. You remember Q,
yeah.
Right? So here's our Innovation Award. So Florence Regional Arts Alliance Creative Center, Our Coastal Village, Sayusla Outreach Services, and T.R. Hunter Real Estate. So when you get these, what happens is these businesses are nominated. We send them a questionnaire. They fill out the questionnaire. Then they are sent out to five private judges. And two of those judges are local, and three of them are from out of the area. So they're judged pretty without bias, you know, and we want to keep it that way. So it's fun to read the questionnaires because we think we know what these businesses are doing, but what they're really doing is even more than what we know. So we're excited to recognize them. So the Innovation Award. So the next one is the Operation Heartbeat Award, and that is our nonprofit award. And that goes to a nonprofit 501c3 organization. So we've got Bright Beginnings Christian Preschool, First Step Florence, Florence Arts, Culture, and Entertainment, the Florence Elks Lodge 1858, and the Rotary Club of Florence. So all phenomenal nonprofit organizations. And then the last one, well, actually the second to the last one, is the 00 Impact Award. And that is a business recognition award for a business that's doing above and beyond here in the community. And this year, Florence Motorsports has been nominated, Florence Shipping Solutions, Sayusla Consulting, and Three Rivers Casino and Resort. And then finally, the Stu Johnston Business of the Year Award. And this award can only be won one time historically. And so the businesses that have already been the recipient of this award are not eligible to be in it again. So this year, Bow Arts, Fine Arts Material and Gallery, Driftwood Shores Resort and Convention Center, Ocean Grinds Coffee Company, Sandmaster Park Sandboarding, and Waterfront Depot are all the nominees for that category. So tickets are on sale now at florencechamber.com under the Events tab. You'll see Sayusla Awards there.
All right. So June 18th at the Florence Event Center.
The tickets are only $55 and include dinner, dancing, entertainment, and the program. So we're not making any money on this event. This is not a fundraising event. We just need to cover our costs. And it's a wonderful – it's a feel-good evening. You get to go out and you feel good about our community. You walk out of there with a big smile on your face just like, wow, look at what we do over here. It's amazing.
And, of course, I know everybody's thinking about 4th of July, and it's on a weekend this time. So, obviously, we're going to have fireworks.
Fireworks are on, and we partner with the Port and the City of Florence on that. We all share those expenses. So, just as a little heads up, in the past, the Chamber has paid the fireworks all by ourselves. And at one point in time, those funds came out of lodging taxes. And as the years have gone by and we've really evaluated what's the best use for our lodging taxes, we stopped paying the 4th of July fireworks from lodging taxes. We just didn't feel it was ethical for us to spend $25,000 or $30,000 on a July event when our businesses and our economy need tourism in February. So we changed the program. We partnered with the city and the port. So the city, the port, and the chamber all share the expenses. The port hosts us. They allow us to fire the fireworks off of their property there. And it's a real partnership with all of us. And so those funds that come out to pay for the fireworks are the chamber's general fund. It's the chamber's way of saying to the Florence community, hey, we appreciate you. We want to be a part of your community. This is part of our community engagement with you. It's not done for tourism. We do market it, but it's not paid for by tourism money. It's paid for by the chamber.
All right. Sounds like some good stuff coming up. And again, July 18th June 18th. Right. No, it's a different. June 18th is the Sisal Awards. Get your tickets.
Get your tickets at FlorenceChamber.com. And for the 4th of July, the Watermelon and Pie Eating Contest will be sponsored by Dune City. And Kiwanis will be sponsoring the bicycle. Great. So shout out to everybody that makes it happen.
Bettina, thank you so much.
Thank you.
In the next hour of Our Town, Wayne Sharp will talk with Judy Flegel about some of the history things in Florence. We'll also talk with the folks from First Step and from Whitmore Classical Academy on the June edition of Our Town.